everybody, to another edition of the SFL Recap. And tonight, my co-host is Cliff. How are you, Cliff?
I'm good.
And tonight, we'll be recapping week number 5 and giving our predictions for a week ahead and giving our thoughts for the midseason as we are midway through the first season of SFL 2.0. So what do you think? Do you watch all the games this week?
Yeah, I did watch I watched the Guardians and Mavericks. I saw the Roughnecks game.
I watched most of the Sunday games. I was back and forth on the Saturday games. So I was watching basketball too, so. And, let's see. Let's get into this. The first game, Seattle and Roughnecks, which was actually a pretty good game. Seattle did better than I thought they would. They had the lead for a good while. They were winning. Weren't they winning majority of the game?
They had a 14-0 lead, which got blown, which got tied up. And then they dropped off to another a 10-point lead, which just totally went.
They blew that too.
Yeah, they blew that.
They had two double digit leads. They were up 23-14 and 14-0 at one point.
Right.
So,
and then Houston
came back. Which was similar to another game that we'll get to the last game of the week, but when we get to that. So what do you see from Seattle that they just couldn't finish the job?
They stopped what they did. They let Cam Phillips get loose. That's what Seattle did. You notice in the first half, it was the first shot Houston took. They was to double coverage and nearly dropped the interception. First play of the game. Kim Phillips, but then again, he finally was able to get loose and had a big game overall.
Exactly.
With 2 interceptions and a buck 22 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Houston came out in their first drive. They went downfield, 7 plays, 18 yards. Did they get the ball first?
Yeah, he sent the ball first.
And they scored right away.
That's one thing I did want to ask. How do you feel knowing that there's not a coin toss in the SFL? Home team decides who gets the ball first and who doesn't.
Yeah, I think there should be a coin toss. I thought there was a coin toss.
No, there's no coin toss in the SFL. It's the home team. Home team gets to decide who gets the ball first and who kicks off.
And here's Ryan with us. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We're just talking about the first game. Yeah. I can hear you.
How you doing, man?
This is Rye.
Vince?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So we're just going over the first.
Coin flip?
Yeah, in the end about.
I was asked Eric, and maybe I want to get your opinion too, is how do you feel knowing that the XFL doesn't have a coin flip at the beginning of the game like most all other football games start out with? It's the home team that gets to decide who gets the ball first and who doesn't. Do you think it's so?
I mean, it's home field advantage, so I don't have a problem with it. But, of course, I'm used to a coin flip. But I'd like the home team gets to choose.
Yeah, it's different. And so, Ryan, we're just talking about the first game. So, what are your thoughts about did you watch the first game?
Seattle and Houston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Houston put it on them again. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They win. I mean, it looked bad early.
They find ways to win.
Together. I like Houston. I think they're a good team. I actually have futures with them to win.
Yeah, they're probably the best team in the league right now.
I'm
glad of you.
Well, what about the controversy surviving surrounding the game, though? You did hear about that.
Which one?
About the end of the game, the controversy behind the end of the game that happened. Did you guys hear about that?
I didn't know that.
Did you guys see what happened?
Yeah, that they the other team should have had a play, Seattle.
Yes, Seattle.
Oh.
They ran the clock out. Was fourth in that. He decided not to throw the ball away, but take a knee instead with 2 seconds left. And then ran the clock down. Well, fourth down.
There should have been 2 seconds in the game, and they just ended it.
They didn't. Right. Yeah, overall,
too late for the referees to look at the clock and everybody out for one play. But
well, I mean, it's the XFL. There are 9-point plays. In theory, it could have tied it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's one thing.
The final
score
was 32-23. So you get a 9-point touchdown and then the 3-point extra point. High game.
Send it to overtime. Yep. That's the beauty of the NFL.
I'm really looking forward to our overtime game in the NFL.
We've come close a couple of times.
There hasn't been one yet.
Nope. So, Glenniff, do you think I know you're a big fan about P.J. Walker. Do you think he's the runaway winner for the MVP right now?
I'll say yes, right behind Jason St. Louis on Battle of Squad QB. He's a running one. He stuck. Yes, yes, that guy.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name.
I'm sure.
He didn't have a great game yesterday. But, I expected DC to show up.
Yeah, I did too. They were back at home. Let's see. Do you think Cam Phillips is in that discussion? Receiver for Houston.
Cam Phillips?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're giving it to Phillips, then why isn't P.J. Walker getting it?
Yeah, that's true. What else? Do you see anything from Seattle that you like?
Touchdowns, throwing and running. He's all over the place, man. He throws the ball good, too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they compare him to Russell Wilson. There's a lot of comparisons to his game.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big comparison going around between the two quarterbacks. Between those two.
I heard Patrick Mahomes, but that's a tall task there, too. That's two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks they're comparing him to. He is that good. He is good. Now, do you guys think he'll ever get an NFL tryout again? Or he would leave the SFL for the NFL?
I don't know.
It depends. I mean, it depends on how well the SFL do. You don't want everybody saying, well, everybody's saying that you want all these good, you see these star players in the SFL make a name on themselves and then want to jump ships to the NFL. What's the point of the SFL? It's just going to be another one-and-done type of thing. The SFL is there for competition for the NFL, which I am thinking, which is making it look, make it better, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
for the NFL. I mean, to tell you the truth, I won't be surprised if we start seeing more the SFL, especially with the kickoffs. The NFL try to find some way to adapt that in their system. And I wasn't a big fan of the rule at first. When I first read about it, I hated it. I'm like, how is this going to work?
Was that kicking? Kickoffs?
The kickoffs. Yeah, the kickoffs. When I first read, when the rules first came out, I felt like, this is kind of like crazy.
It is.
I love it.
It's fun. let's see the next game. Next game on the next game was the New York Guardians and the Dallas Renegades. Do you guys do you watch this game? I mean I saw some of this game.
I just see some of this game. I mean, but to tell you the truth, Dallas looks completely different without Landry Jones.
Yeah.
Well, he's done. But, I mean, they weren't really scoring in the first place. Not that the Guardians were lighting it up, but what did they score, 30 yet on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30-12.
Away?
Yeah.
Away.
They got their first road win.
See, here's the thing I have a problem with Dallas. This is my problem. Dallas is a good running team. On all the games they won and Dallas won, they ran the ball down these two guys' necks. But for some reason, they want to adapt to say, well, we could throw the ball just as well as Houston or St. Louis, Tampa Bay. They're not that type of game team. They're more of a run-heavy defensive battle team.
Yeah,
Curtis Payne
Artis Payne and Lance Dunbar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They run the ball well.
They need to utilize the run, and they're not. Because Nelson's not a good enough quarterback to throw the ball 49 times. I mean, I know they were behind, but 49 times is a lot. What do you see from the Guardians that impressed you? I know they had their little rough patch for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden in the last 2 weeks they've turned it around.
Yeah, I mean, well, Matt McGloin stinks and he's gone, so I feel like that helps. But their defense has been playing better.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of
I like Lewis Brett as the quarterback.
And they got him from L.A. before the season, I think.
Who, Perez?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Matt McGloin is done. He opened his mouth and it went. His career went south.
He's horrible. He didn't have a career. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he stinks.
What do you think, Clint?
I think Lewis Perez is better than Matt McGloin. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perez should have probably been the starter since the first week. The way he's playing. He had 15 for 30, 229 yards, and touchdown interception. They ran the ball pretty decently. They have a running back, Victor. What is his name? Victor. they are, is it Victor?
Yeah.
He ran 15 times for
Darius
Victor. Yeah. He ran the ball 15 times for 58 yards.
He ran the ball
too. Yeah. I think the Guardians have turned it around. And that East is, it's crowded. You got three teams that are 3-2. And then you got Tampa Bay that's 1-4.
Yeah, 1-4.
You figure they're not making a playoff run.
No, they blew that last night. You guys have any more thoughts on that game?
No.
The next game, D.C. and St. Louis. This was the defensive battle all day. You got defenders come back home and shut down St. Louis's offense. D.C. came back.
Defenders finally benched their quarterback. That's what happened.
Cardell. Poor Cardell.
Yeah, I looked at him like, I saw when the defenders took the lead, I said, wait a minute, they have a new quarterback here.
Yeah.
I said the same thing. I'm like, what's going on here? I hear Eric up asking him what was going on.
Yeah, they said they benched that Cardell. And he only threw two times. As soon as he threw that interception, they benched him.
This guy threw a rocket,
I don't know if he lost his job already. How many quarterbacks have lost their job already? You got Tampa Bay that changed quarterback.
Speaking of,
Seattle changed quarterback.
An offensive coordinator got let go today. Did you hear about that?
One?
Hal Mumm.
For which team?
I think he is Dallas. He's the offensive coordinator.
Wow, that was fast. they're changing quarterbacks in this league fast because you got, three, four teams that already have quarterback changes. New York, D.C., Tampa Bay, Seattle. I'm not counting Dallas. Injury.
You can't really put Dallas
in there. What did Landry Jones play? Three games? And he had one good one?
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah, one good one. And then the one at Tampa, well, you can't really blame the one in the Houston game. I mean, he went out and would have made it seem like, and I was kind of hoping that would have gone overtime. I mean, that game lived up to the hype last week. I can't wait to that Thursday night football showdown between the two. Rematch.
Hopefully, Landry Jones is back. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he was saying Dallas and Houston. St. Louis offense didn't look as good as it was at home. You go back on the road and they only score 6 points.
Yeah. Here's one thing I haven't mentioned. Home field really is a factor in the SFL. You might not make it seem that way.
Huge.
But it really is.
Yep.
Just the way
it's
how
huge.
Teams.
No team, the only team that got blown out at home was the Guardians in the second game. But other than that, if the home team wasn't winning, they're at least keeping it close.
Yeah.
Dallas is the only team that's winless at home. They're the only ones that can win on the road. Them and Houston. Obviously, Houston because they're undefeated. But, yeah. Houston wins on the road in Dallas.
Be all right.
Yeah. They just ran into a desperate team, I think. But I think they probably win the rematch. They'll play each other in a couple of weeks.
St. Louis? In St. Louis?
Yeah.
I think they'll be
all right. I think St. Louis has the best home field advantage, I think. What do you guys think? St. Louis or D.C.?
Another team.
I will say Seattle has a second close when it comes to home field. That stadium does get loud. I'll say St. Louis, and Seattle's tied out there.
St. Louis, because they don't have another team, and they're in a dome. They're the only dome team. And there's only a few that play in NFL Stadium. I think it's New York, St. Louis, Tampa Bay,
well,
playing the NFL Stadium.
St. Louis travels again next week. I think they play in Tampa.
I think so.
Oh, yes, they'll be in Tampa, yep. They will be. Bauhaus will be in Tampa next week.
Tampa Bay. Yep, in Tampa Bay next week. Okay, let's go to the last game. Yesterday, game of the weekend. This game had me on the edge of my seat. Cause I bet the -3 for Wildcats. So. I was like, This game was really good. LA got down 24-6 early on, and then they turned it around. They scored that touchdown, make it 24-12, and never looked back. They gave up 10 points in the second half. I scored Tampa Bay 35-10. It's incredible. Cause I thought it looked like it was gonna be a blowout. What do you guys think?
Oh yeah,
the other way.
I really thought it was gonna be a blowout. I was really upset at LA when I saw it. I was just checking uploading pictures from last night. I said, wait a minute, this is not really happening. When I saw they jumped out to them.
Lead
like that. It's like crazy.
Yeah, the first half, LA couldn't hold on to the ball.
The first half?
Yeah, I think it was three or four.
Right away, too.
Yeah.
It was like 10-0 real quick. I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to lose this bet. But Tampa Bay is the one that turned into turnover machines in the second half, and LA took advantage of that. So turnovers mattered in this game. I think it was 8 combined or 7 combined turnovers between the, which is crazy. Because
it
was tail two halves, really. I mean, the Tampa Bay didn't play. They played horrible in the second half. LA just turned it around and they finally got Josh Johnson going.
Josh Johnson is a really
good quarterback.
You think they're good?
I think they're better than Dallas right now. I think Josh Johnson is the third best quarterback in the league.
You think they beat second team in playoffs on the West?
I think they're going to be the second team because I think as long as Randy Jones is injured, I don't think Dallas is going anywhere. Not to say Randy Jones is this incredible quarterback, but Dallas is a different team without him.
They can't score points anyway, Dad.
They're
going to score with them. They can't score without him.
Yeah, I think Dallas is
LA will get in by default.
Yeah. LA or Seattle. Maybe Seattle's had a small chance, but they just have a bad. They don't have a consistent quarterback either. So, but it's going to be a fun last 6 weeks. I mean, not last 6 weeks. Last five weeks.
But here's what makes it interesting. If you look at the standings right now, the East is a 3-team race for top 2 teams in the playoffs. With the DC holding a tiebreaker over St. Louis. And then the Guardians was right behind there at number 3. Tampa Bay's 2 games out. And the West, you're going to have the West. Houston holds a 3-game lead over both LA and Dallas. And then you have Seattle and a bottle in the barrel.
Seattle and Tampa Bay are both 1-4.
So who do you think's the worst team? Seattle or Tampa Bay?
Ooh.
You think Tampa Bay's worse than Seattle?
It's kind of hard to say.
Wasn't Tampa Bay like everybody's favorite team to win the whole thing at the beginning of the season? I mean, you think they get good or
Dallas.
They just stink?
Dallas was picked to win the whole thing the whole season.
I think, yes.
Dallas,
I think Vegas had
yeah.
either Dallas or Tampa Bay to win it all.
So do you think of the teams that we're watching now are these are what they are?
Look,
yeah.
Do you think another team just goes on a run like Seattle just, you know, knocks off 4 or 5 in a row?
Well, here's something I look at. It's like if the Roughnecks are playing like they do now, you give the Roughnecks 3 more wins, they'll make it 8-0. They can take it as they go because they already have a clinch of playoff spot leading in the 2 wide open, knowing they'll be able to host whoever in the playoff round.
Yeah, they'll be home for everything because
–
the championship,
game is in Houston.
So it's setting up well for them. What are we going to take, Lance?
The East is it's just a 3-team race. I mean, Tampa Bay still technically has a shot to win. I will still give Tampa Bay a shot. Because they're only 2 games out. New York.
You like New York as a team? You think they're good?
New York impressed me with the defense. The quarterback play.
Do you like
their
defense?
I like the defense. But if I say it's
you
who
think
has a more
better
complete
than
team,
a 500 team?
Yeah. I think Tampa Bay should be in first place. They just don't know how to finish games. First, it was the quarterbacks. Now they're playing like they get jump on leads, but they don't know how to hold on to it. Like they don't want to finish the game out.
Exactly.
And I say that game in the New York game proved the first week was a fluke. That was straight up fluke. I don't think the Guardians are that as good with Matt McGloin. That was just a fluke of a win. He just got lucky.
Yeah.
Defenders.
Who, Matt McGloin?
Oh, man.
Week 1, Matt McGloin looked phenomenal. Like, I mean, he used to play for Penn State. He was on the Eagles for a little bit preseason. And so we watched him play. And when I saw him week 1, I was like, really? This is Matt McGloin? And then the second week, he just came back to earth. I'm like, yeah, this is Matt McGloin.
Yeah, and he opened his mouth.
I think they're better off without him.
Yeah. They are. I think it's going to be between D.C. and New York. I think it's going to come down to that second game between the two. The second game is going to be in New York, right? Yeah. In a couple weeks. I think that's going to be the deciding factor who gets the second, who makes the playoffs. And D.C. has to figure out their quarterback situation because do you change the quarterback or is this just a one-time thing?
Oh, hell yeah. No, he changed the quarterback. I mean, that dude has to – he's worse than James Winston.
Yeah, he can't go back to Cardell.
I mean, Cardell just shows you the
game.
Chief
colors. So, you got to roll with him.
You have to roll with the punches. Just like Seattle has with B.J. Daniels. And Tampa Bay has rolled with their quarterback. They haven't put Aaron Murray back in. I think they should.
I don't like him either.
I don't know. Tampa Bay needs a better quarterback. But let's get into
You don't like Cornelius? Is that who that is?
I mean, he's okay.
I mean, I like Cornelius, I mean, tell you too, I'd rather have Cornelius over Aaron Murray. It's not the quarterback situation is not Tampa Bay's problem. It's just knowing how to
finish
game. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's coaching.
It has nothing to do with the quarterback situation. It's just they can't finish a game. And they should have never lost last night.
No. They couldn't put LA away. They let LA come back, and they couldn't. And once LA got momentum, they just went downhill from there. Let's get into some of the week six predictions. We'll start with Houston, New York, which is the first game next week.
Is it New York?
Tough. Yeah. Do you think New York? Do you think Houston gets to their first loss, or do you think Houston continues to roll?
I think Houston continues to roll.
Houston goes for the week after. Yeah, I think Houston rolls too.
Yeah, Houston plays DC the week after. Yeah, I have Houston winning. Clintus?
I'll take Houston over this.
So all three of us have Houston. I think New York can stay in the game. Houston hasn't blown out anybody. That's the thing about Houston.
Houston blew out.
They're blowing out teams. It's like the third quarter or the fourth quarter, and they're just putting the game away.
Yeah.
I guess the first game they blew out, what do you call it? L.A. Because L.A. didn't score.
Yeah, that was it. That was only blowout this season.
Houston wins.
I think they can cover whatever this. I don't know what the spread is right now, but I think they probably cover that. St. Louis and Tampa Bay. This is another game. Tampa Bay goes back home.
And it's
Tampa
Bay
plays better at home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Tampa Bay.
I don't know. I like St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm going to take St. Louis, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take St. Louis myself. Even though it's in Tampa Bay, I think St. Louis is going to bounce back. I think they're good enough to beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think these better teams are going to start winning on the road.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a road team start winning as the playoffs approach. They know they need to win more, so the contenders and the pretenders are gonna start to fade away from each other as the weeks come closing. The first game on next Sunday is Dallas and DC, I think DC is gonna the way Dallas is playing. I think DC, that defense is going to it's gonna destroy that Dallas offense. And
I like DC. DC plays well at home.
Yeah, I can see DC shutting them out.
You get to see the earworm.
Which one?
Yeah.
The earworm.
Yep. Yeah, I think DC rolls here. I think they actually shut them out. Are you guys taking DC too?
I'll take DC, but a close game.
A shutout's hard to do, but Dallas
doesn't score a lot. I'll give it a close game.
I don't expect them to.
It's not like
you say a close game?
Score a lot either. I get a close game, yeah.
That's true. So we all have DC winning this. L.A. and Seattle, which is going to be interesting because if Seattle wins this one, they're right back in the race. So this is an important game for Seattle. So and it's in Seattle. So this is going to be tough. I think I'm going to go with the upset here and take Seattle. L.A. didn't play good on the road.
I'll go with the home team.
That's a 50-50 with me. I want to say LA, but yeah, I want to take LA. I'll take LA on the road.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this. What are your overall thoughts in the first half of the season? We can talk about that a little bit before we head out.
I enjoy it. It's an entertaining league. The football has gotten a lot better from week one to where we are now. I enjoy turning it on. It's a good product.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enough. I mean, I can tell now because I'm really starting to like enjoy picking out the teams I want to watch to play compared to what I was now. Like now, I just know what games I really want to look forward to and watching. Mainly Houston and Tampa Bay, even though I just wish they can do something.
The games have gotten better. The team. You can see who are the pretenders, who are not the pretenders. And then you guys think Houston is obviously they're the favorite to win. Do you think they can complete an undefeated season?
Something tells me that Houston's going to want to slip enough in the first game of the playoffs. Like, on paper, you will think that, yeah, Houston's go on. But Houston needs to find, like, a running game at all. Somehow.
Yeah.
To pass happy.
How about you, Ryan?
I think Houston will be in that championship game. I think they're going to run through the West.
Yeah, I think it's going to be probably Houston and St. Louis. I think St. Louis has that story behind them.
Barring a major injury as well. I mean, if Cam Phillips or P.J. Walker goes down, it's going to look like.
Yeah, if one of them goes down, then it opens up again. So,
yeah.
But St. Louis, I think it's a favorite in the East. And don't be surprised if they come away with the championship this year. I think that story of them coming back to St. Louis, and I think they're going to ride that story. I think I like St. Louis winning the championship. Put that in right now, but don't be surprised. You guys have any more thoughts on this week?
No.
No,
I'm good, man.
As am I.
Oh, thank you, Ry. Thank you, Kleinef, for coming on. You guys, well, same time next week.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, fellas.
Yep.
Right,
later, guys.
Good.
Bye.
Gotcha.